Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Okay, welcome to the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and you are all listening to it via TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. Our topic today is the proper use of time and energy. If you did not hear the first hour, I would strongly suggest that you do hear the first hour, hear what Mr. Fuller has suggested about the use of the proper use of time and energy. If you would like to call in, you can, 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me, as many of you have, the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, at gmail.com. Mr. Fuller, you were talking about, this was the same thing, you had mentioned stand by your work. A question came up in the group that I was speaking with. Stand by what you say and not lie. And you said before we had to go and go to the second hour that stand by what you say is also standing by your work.
Yes. Everything is thought, speech, and action. So if you're saying something, that's speech. And action means you're doing something physically. See, and those three things should be combined to have what? The most constructive result. Thought, speech, action. They're supposed to produce what? The most constructive result that you can possibly produce under the circumstances given. That should be the goal of everybody on the planet 24/7. Most constructive result. That's what you want. Out of every move that you make, no matter how small or large, every move, your use of time and energy should produce a constructive result. That should be your focus. Now, there will be mistakes made because that's just the way everything is set up. You make mistakes. That's the learning process. You learn mostly from mistakes that you make or someone else makes. But you learn from that, and then you try to make things the way that they ought to be under whatever circumstances you are. That's you're under.
Okay.
That's the procedure for what? Correct economics, the correct use of time and energy. And on page 60, which we didn't get to in the first hour, it outlines, because some people have asked me, say, Fuller, there's a whole lot in that book. I mean, can you tell me in a capsule what a person can do just right this minute? I mean, what are some of the things? Be specific. Don't ramble all over the place about we ought to do something, because I heard enough of that. And most people have said that in one way or another. I've said that. Codification is not about rambling. It's about being very razor-sharp specific about the details of what you do. So on page 60 of the revised expanded edition on the economics of the textbook for victims of white supremacy, under time and energy, starting with the center of the page and working down,
okay,
it's four things there that you're supposed to be doing. If you really want to get focused, at any given time, you're doing one of those four things. If you're the average person who is classified as non-white anywhere on the planet. Number one, producing, building, repairing, improving, and or cleaning those things that have a constructive value and using them for constructive purposes only.
Only.
Right. See, you're supposed to be producing something or building something or repairing something. I mean, just, hey, repairing a ladder so that you can get back up on the house and repair the roof. That's an improvement. Repair the roof for what reason? A constructive purpose. So that you can, you know, you're repairing the roof on the house so that the winter's coming and you won't get snowfall in the house. And you can keep the heat in because you're going to need heat in order to do other things. So you're repairing the roof, and that's just an example.
Yes.
But just doing anything that's going to have a constructive result, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Number two, if you're not doing that, producing something or building something or repairing something or improving something or cleaning something, you should be studying. That's using your mind. You're not doing any physical work or anything like that, but you are doing using your physical brain to study, write, ask questions, and or exchange views with someone else. Talk to someone else about all aspects of how to eliminate racism. That's what your chief conversation should be. And or, if not talking about racism directly, how to do anything of constructive value in any area of activity, whether it's economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, excuse me, politics, religion, sex, and war. You're talking to people, you're studying, you're writing, you're exchanging views, but always in all your conversations with people, make sure that you are doing it with a constructive purpose in mind. Otherwise, you shouldn't be having conversations with people, period. Now, that calls for some discipline. In other words, you don't talk random. You have constructive conversations. Now, other people can talk random. You don't try to stop them. You know, you just listen because you're learning. You're learning how, you know, other people think. So just listen. Don't tell them that, well, you're talking random and I'm not going to listen to it. No, you listen to everybody, even when they're saying anything, regardless of what it is. Even if they're cursing you out, you listen, okay? You're learning something. And always do it with it in mind that you are going to try to learn something that you can use for a constructive purpose. Now, number three, very simple. Eating and sleeping correctly and only as necessary. Now, a lot of people have asked me about the book having 9 areas of activity, and it should be 10. They said the 10th area should be health, where if you're eating and sleeping correctly, that is health, just right there. That's a slam dunk. I mean, just about everything else, and then you're doing the other things out of the poor of your use of time and energy, that is composite health. Meaning, your time and energy now is composed of healthy activity when you're doing these four things. That's why I'm centering on this. Even if a person doesn't read anything else in the book, you can go to page 60, read those four things, and you will always know that you are right on target. You're right on the job that you're supposed to be doing according to compensatory counter-racist logic. You're always doing what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, eating and sleeping correctly and only as necessary. Just stop and think about those. Eating and sleeping correctly and only as necessary, which would mean correctly. That's health right there. So, you know, now, number four, engaging in sexual intercourse no more than 2 times every 7 days and using a minimum amount of time and resources in association with such engagements. Now, I'm not going to read anything beyond that, but those are the outline of the 4 uses of time and energy. If you get lost, just turn to page 60 and say, am I doing one of these 4 things right this minute? And if I'm not, I'm supposed to be.
Okay.
According to what? Compensatory counter-racist logic. If I'm carrying out, you know, my economic program, I'm supposed to be doing one of these 4 things at all times.
Mm-hmm.
One or more of these 4 things. And anything outside of that, I'm not supposed to be doing it. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not the correct use of time and energy.
Yeah.
According to what? Neely Fuller? No. According to compensatory counter-racist logic.
Okay.
Always follow the logic. Don't follow people.
Yes, sir.
That's the correct use of time and energy. Don't follow people nowhere. People make mistakes, including Neely Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
But logic is forever for everybody.
Yes, sir. I received yesterday an email from one of our loyal listeners, Roop Dog, and he was mentioning this particular site, which I know nothing about, Black Women for Positive Change. I know nothing about that. I didn't have the opportunity to look that up. But I would say this, because I couldn't find a question in here, but I would say to anybody that sends me this stuff or material like that, and you want me to read it, I would say this, before you send it to me, do your due diligence on that subject before you send it to me, because sometimes, and most times, things are not what they may appear to be. And I'll just give you an example, Planned Parenthood. If you go back to the very beginning and see who started it and what was the main reason about that, I think that you would have a different opinion on that. But all I'm suggesting is do your research on whatever it is, because in this system of racism and white supremacy, since they play all sides, you never know who's behind whatever they're trying to promote, because they play all sides, not both sides. They play all sides. So just keep that in mind, Roop Dog. I'm not saying that this is like that, but just keep that in mind, Roop Dog. Okay, let me see if I can get another Gmail up here. Let's see here. Okay, this comes from Mr. Palmer. He says, hello, Mr. Fuller. The basis of my questions are in the following areas of people activity. The people activity of economics and education. Mr. Fuller, what did you learn about the universe that brought you to the realization that we as people on this planet don't create? And why do we only arrange what is already here? Why can't we create?
Because I would have to know the origin of myself. In other words, if I was a creator, it means that I created myself. And I have no knowledge of having created myself. So something created me and put me in an environment where things are already here. So I arrange what is already here. I don't create anything. I've never seen anybody create anything, making something out of nothing. Because here's the concept. In order to make something out of nothing, you first have to have the nothing to make the something out of.
Yeah, yes.
That's the logic. And a creator first created what? Nothing.
Yeah.
Now, that goes beyond my range of thinking. How would I go about creating nothing in order to put the something into nothing?
Yeah.
Because I have to have the nothing in order to put the something in. That's the theory, and I think the theory is correct. So I know, I look at my own fingernails. I look at my fingers right now. I'm looking at them right now as I talk right now. And I'm moving my fingers. I just moved them just this minute. I moved them. I spread my fingers and I closed them. I spread them and I closed them. Then I clenched my fists. I just did it just now. I have absolutely no understanding of how I did that. Now, if I was a creator, I would know every detail of how I was able to do that. I would know every detail of where I was before I was born. How about that? Do you know every detail of what you were doing just before you were born? I'm talking about before you were even conceived.
Right.
Before you were ever in your mother's womb. Do you know where you were and what you were doing? What your job assignment was? And then you said, you know, did you wake up, you know, on your own and whatnot if you were asleep? And then you would have to have created sleep, too, to know something about that. If you were a creator, you would know who created sleep. All right? And you say, I think I'll be born. And I'm going to take a little trip around this place called Earth. And I think I'll do that next week. That's after you invented a week. Okay? So, but you people do not create anything. I've never run across a person that created anything. Because whatever you say, well, I created this new form of transportation. Well, no, you arranged a new form of transportation. Transportation was here already. People were transporting themselves. So you found some materials, all right? Say that you came up with a new type of scooter, which you see a lot of nowadays. So you say, I created this. No, you arranged it out of stuff that was already here. I mean, you got materials together. Now, did you create those materials? Did you create a grain of sand from nothing? And did you produce the nothing to put the grain of sand in? A creator produces nothing and then takes the nothing and puts things into the nothing, the something into nothing.
Yes.
That's what a creator does. I don't know of anybody who's ever done that and could prove it by demonstrating it.
Wow. Woo! That is, as I've heard people say, that is deep, whatever that means. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with host delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. And here's several more that I'm going to share with you. This is Libby with host Libby Rand. Let's see here. New Money with Drew and Janae. Pardon me. And a conversation with Don Carina. Now, these shows are all exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs. Pardon me. And you're there. And you can give a sample, a listen to each one of those programs to see if you like it. And if you do, hit the like and subscribe button there. All this from TalkTainmentRadio.com, the radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. trying to fight off whatever just went down my pipes there. And we are discussing on today's show, the proper use of time and energy. The proper use of time and energy. And we've hit several subjects. Stand by your work was mentioned, which is also meaning, Mr. Fuller indicated, to stand by your word. Your word is your work. Stand by it. Don't lie. And strive for the universal balance that we came here with the creator. I have a question here. Says, Could you ask Mr. Fuller, how do the victims of racism use counter-violence with constructive intent that will end racism, white supremacy, and produce justice, balance between people, when the indirect violence is being inflicted on the victims second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, through falsehoods and deceptions?
You counter falsehood with what? Truth. That's it. Falsehood that results, in other words, doing something, saying something, even, false, that causes a person to be harmed unjustly. That is violence. So anything that you do to reveal truth in the midst of people saying something that's not true, but you reveal what is true, that is counter-violence right there. See, you have to operate in all areas of activity. That's why you have to have a code for everything that's happening. By code, we mean you know exactly what to do and what not to do, exactly what to say and exactly what not to say. That will do what? That will result in what? That will result in the best or the most constructive result that anybody could possibly have. That's what a code is supposed to be. So the antidote for anything false is truth. Like they have, you know, you just tell the truth about the food. That comes under economics, eating correctly. So you say, what is in this box of cereal? Is it anything that's going to be constructive? Or is it going to be non-constructive? Is it going to contribute to me being energized in a constructive way in thought, speech, and action, build up my body and mind, or is it going to tear it down? It's this box of flakes of some type, or oats of some type, or wheat of some type, or flour of some type. Is it going to tear my body down or build it up? It's going to do one or the other. No in between. It's going to build it up or tear it down.
That's true.
So that's, you make a determination right there. False advertising. There's a lot of that.
Ooh, my
goodness. This will give you this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you take this pill, it will do this. It will do that. And then later on, sometimes they even reveal the truth about it. Say, no, it won't. Oh, yes. It'll stop your headache, but it'll also stop your heart.
Mm.
Okay? How about that? See, it's advertised that, you know, the overall thing that it will do, and the white supremacists are experts at that type of thing, they'll give you something like some of the poisons that they give you in the form of what they call drugs.
Yes.
You know, opium, heroin, and whatnot. Oh, yes, they give you the illusion of getting better. Oh, my! Since I got on heroin, my life is, oh, man, this opened up a whole new world to me. Oh, yeah, it's a new world, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's what. You're in that euphoria that I understand. I've never used the stuff. But for those who have, I mean, I think that they have probably experienced it, and they will tell you, hey, what about the other side of it? Yeah, you get this illusion that you are being improved when actually you're deteriorating.
Right.
All right? And that's been proven over and over and over again. And when you walk into a lot of grocery stores, you are looking at pure poison. And this is the world of the system of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
They deal in poison, and they know how to pretty it up. And that's in all areas of activity. They know how to make it. Hey, they put neon on everything. It all looks pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Parade it up and down the streets. Right. Oh, man, it'll get your attention.
Yeah.
Okay? It's all pretty. All the different, what they call eye-catching colors.
Mm-hmm.
Not just black and white, but purple and orange and green And, oh, very colorful, they called it. Okay? But look at the content of it all and ask yourself, is this constructive or not?
Okay.
Is this something that's going to build me up or tear me down? Is this constructive or non-constructive?
Asking questions.
There's no such thing as in between.
You're right. Asking questions. It continues this. It says, on page 364 in the revised expanded edition of the code book, Mr. Fuller defines counter-violence as an act that is intended to stop or counter-react those who willfully and deliberately do unjust harm. Have you got that page, Mr. Fuller?
Page 364?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Okay, I don't know where he's going with this, but he just says that Mr. Fuller defines counter-violence as an act that is intended to stop or counteract those who willfully and deliberately do unjust. Could you see that there?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it is. That's the answer. What is the difference between violence, counter-violence, and non-violence? That was the question.
Okay.
And it gives the answer. Violence is any willful and deliberate act that is designed and intended to do unjust harm. That's violence. Counter-violence is any act that is intended to stop or counteract those who willfully and deliberately do unjust harm. Now, that's under the banner of counter-racism.
Yes.
All right, and fighting racism. So, that's in the ninth area of activity, war, counter-war. War itself in the system of white supremacy is the only war going on the planet right now. That's the war. Everything else is a battle. It is small battles, minor conflicts and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Small conflicts, large conflicts. I mean, so-called husband and wife, I mean, shouting at each other. That's not constructive. So war is anything. Anytime somebody's doing anything that's non-constructive, that's a form of war, really, if they're doing it deliberately. But the biggest war, the one that really fits the description of war, is the war between those who believe in racism and those who don't.
Okay.
That's the only real war. Everything else is a battle. So you counter that war by having counter war. You do counter war acts. You do acts against racism. That's counter war. And that includes counter violence. Because counter war is counter violence. That's not nonviolence. Nonviolence is the complete absence of violence. That means nobody's being violent of any kind.
But counter violence is when you combat violence.
You are combating the person who is violent.
Mm-hmm.
That's counter. Just like the counter puncher. I mean, if you're familiar with boxing,
yes.
Which the code says you don't support that at all. I mean, because that's violence for the sake of getting money, but you do harm to people's, deliberate harm to people's body and brain.
Could counter violence be mistaken for violence?
Oh, sure, if a person wants to mistake it, but you named the correct word there. That's a mistake.
Okay.
I see what I mean? That's just like you walk up on a fight and you say, well, you know, the law enforcement, the correct procedure is to find out who struck the first blow.
There you go.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, that person was being violent. The person who tried to defend him or herself by striking a heavier blow and knocked the person down, I mean, you know, the person hit them, but they didn't go down. But and getting ready to hit them again, and the person defends him or herself by getting in a swift punch, and the person who started the aggression goes down. Now, that's counter-violent.
Counter-violent. Got to hold it right there. Got to hold it right there. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts aren't available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have Mr. Fuller finish that one on the counter violence. That was a good explanation. All that, and we're going to finish up on this particular question that's being answered here. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals. Or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And that last point, that where our topic today has been the proper use of time and energy. That last statement, Mr. Fuller, you were explaining, and I hated to cut you off, but we had to do commercials. But you were speaking about, counter-violence area. Can you continue on that if you remember that thought there?
Yes, that's on the war. Counter-violence is countering the violence that's being inflicted on the person that violence is being inflicted against. In other words, a person is trying to do harm to you violently. A person is trying to stab you, for instance, or trying to shoot you with a gun. Counter-violence is that you shoot them first.
Yes.
Okay? In order to do what? To deliberately do harm to them? No, to stop them from doing harm to you. So everybody should have that ability.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that just goes without saying. I mean, or rather, it needs to be said.
Okay.
But that's counter-violence. That's not non-violence. Non-violence is when nobody's being violent of any kind. But you have violence, you have counter-violence.
Okay.
The non-white person is always in a counter-violent mode, or right. Should be.
Or should be, yes.
Right.
Okay. This email goes on to say, on page 12, 13, and 14... Mr. Fuller states the four basic types of power among the people of the known universe. I'm looking at it here, particularly on page 12 and 13. That's in the revised 2016 revised expanded edition of the Compensatory Counter-Racist Code. Wait a minute. Then he says, then on page 14, you characterize the non-white people as having inferior power. How can the non-white people expect to end racism, white supremacy, when they have inferior power? So he lists, well, you have listed on page 12, starting with all power, and then top of page 13, superior power or white supremacy, then inferior power, and then fourth, immediate power. Can you explain that, please?
Inferior power, yes. If you have inferior power, it means your power is inferior to someone who has superior power. So how do you go from inferior power to power that is not inferior? Power that is equal to superior power, or whatever power is over you, if that power is incorrect. So the white supremacists have power over their victims. So what do the victims do? You figure out, how do you get power when you don't have it? You get power, first of all, through what? According to compensatory counter-racist logic, knowledge and understanding of the people who have power over you who are doing you harm. You have to know and understand them. Where victims of racism, in my opinion, have made their huge error and are making it each and every day as we speak now, is that they spend their time studying other people who have inferior power, meaning each other.
Yes.
Like prisoners in a prison yard, and I often give this depiction so the people get a picture in their mind. It's like the prisoners just milling around watching each other all the time in a prison camp, in a death camp.
They do that.
Yes, watching each other all, studying each other, trying to study every detail of your fellow prisoner.
Every move.
Okay, and never paying any attention to the people who are running the entire prison.
Yeah.
That's not logical. Particularly if you're an inmate of a prison and you shouldn't be an inmate of that prison, which is what the non-white people of the planet are. We are prison inmates. But we spend our time studying people who have, we have inferior power, inferior compared to what? To the people who have superior power over us, who are the white supremacists. But we spend our time studying other people who have inferior power and comparing our inferior power with their inferior power.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that is a prescription for failure to do what? To solve the problem of racism.
That's right. Goes on to say the white supremacist racists have the power to enforce labels with falsehood and deception through deceit. Now, how do you see the compensatory counter-racist logic in the form of a compensatory code in the people activity area of counter-war to counteract the non-constructive effects on the minds and bodies of the victims of racism?
I always say it's the best way that you get an understanding so you don't have a misunderstanding is to read the whole chapter, the whole area of activity called the ninth area of activity of the textbook for victims of white supremacy. I usually don't go into any kind of details on the air about that because that is very precise work because you're talking about committing counter violence against the racist directly. Against their racist violence. I mean, in their system of white supremacy, if the individual chooses to do so, because it's all addressed to the individual, how you go about doing this, and what you do, what you don't do, and the cost of doing it.
Okay.
All of that is incorporated in the ninth area of activity, war, counter-war.
Okay.
So I usually don't go into details. I just tell people to read the whole chapter and come to your own conclusion.
Got it. Okay.
About what your reaction is going to be to what you just read.
It goes on and says this. How do you use counter-violence with a code combined with a constructive intent against the white supremacist, the racist, who enjoy terrorizing, confusing, intimidating, brutalizing, depriving, and making fun of the weakness, stupidity, and ignorance of non-white people.
What page is that?
No, this was an answer. He's asking a question.
Oh, that's a question. That's not okay.
Yeah, he's yeah.
How do you counteract that?
It says, how do you use counter-violence with a code combined with a constructive intent against the white supremacist races who enjoy terrorizing, confusing, intimidating, brutalizing, depriving, and, quote, unquote, making fun of the weakness, stupidity, and ignorance of non-white people?
By selections from the entire code. You know, and what does this mean? It means you study what they are doing, and then you study the best thing that you can do as a reaction to it. Not just anything, and particularly, you definitely don't do anything based on emotion. That's the thing that gets in the way. Victims of racism usually without thinking. We don't want to do any thinking. We want to go by how we feel.
Yeah.
Well, feelings do serve a purpose, but feelings are supposed to be attached to logic. So you look at specifically what the person is doing at the moment that they are doing it.
Okay.
And you say, now, what is the best possible reaction that not only I should have to the way this person is speaking and acting, but for anyone, and if you want to give a ballpark figure in a slang term, for the next 1,000 years, how should I react? That nobody would be able to top the way that I reacted to what that person is doing. For the next 1,000 years, nobody can come up with anything better than what I am getting ready to do right now or getting ready to say. So you take selections from the code itself. And if it's not in the code book, you come up with the code. You expand. Code just means you do the best possible thing that can be done, not just something that can be done. Lots of things can be done. You want to do the best possible thing,
okay.
Best possible, underline, the best possible thing to produce what? The most constructive result.
Mm-hmm.
Always think of the term constructive.
Okay.
Use that word constructive. If this thing that you're fixing to say as a response to what this other person is saying, is it going to produce the most constructive result that will ever be produced by anybody anywhere on the planet?
Okay.
That should be your criteria.
All right.
Nothing short of that.
And finally, before we go to you speaking about your book, I don't know if this is a question or not, but he says this, the white supremacists and their non-white slaves think harming people is fun, and there are situations when it is okay to do indirect and direct violence to people, even when that person is being deliberately, unjustly harmed. Now, I don't know if that was a question or not, but it was certainly at the end of the Gmail.
Oh, well, that was a conclusion, I guess, that they
yeah.
came to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
They said what they said.
they said what they said. But now, is that the most constructive, you know?
That's the question. Is that the most? Thank you, Mr. Fuller.
See, that's what the person should ask him or herself, the person that wrote it. Is that the most constructive way to go? Is that going to get the best possible result that anybody could ever get? And if the answer is yes, you go with it. If that's their answer, or if that is the answer, not necessarily their answer, is that the answer, the best possible answer? And if it isn't, back to the drawing board. But the person has to make that decision themselves.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I keep reminding people, there's no such thing as Neely Fuller's code. And people shouldn't get into that personality thing with Neely Fuller, even. ever. There's no such thing as that. Neely Fuller has written some opinions about codification. That's all I have, just some opinions and suggestions and observations. Like I say, on the back of the book, really,
mm-hmm.
observations.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But what you see may be different from what I see.
Exactly. VGQ.
Okay. Yeah, VGQ. So you go with what you think will work. But the main thing to keep in mind is not what Neely Fuller said or what some white person said or what some other black person said. You keep in mind what works and produces the most constructive result. Because that is the greatest thing that you will ever have and ever learn anyway. And you have to be focused on that. You can't get focused on personalities. Once you get focused on personalities, it's all downhill anyway. You're just going to keep making mistakes after mistakes after mistakes.
Right.
Why? Because personalities make mistakes. And you don't want to keep making mistakes that other people made or are making around you or before you or after you. You want to do things that are mistake what? Proof.
Proof. You know, Mr. Fuller, that just tickles
That's
me.
That's codification. Mistake
yes.
proof.
That just tickles me in that, to me, that is a description of the united, independent, compensatory code system.
That's what I try to emphasize to people. You make up your own mind. You are issued a mind. Use
Absolutely. Can you still hear me, Mr. Fuller?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. All right, talktainmentradio.com. We go where you go. Download the talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Sometimes technology. Mm. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. But it is at this time that we have Mr. Fuller talk about his book that we have been referring to the entire program. This is why you need the book. Mr. Fuller, go ahead, please.
You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. producejustice.com, P-R-O-D-U-C-E, produce, because that's the product you're ultimately trying to produce in order to produce correctness and ultimately a thing called peace. That's always in quotes, this thing called peace. It's a combination of truth, justice, and correctness equals peace, and peace is in quotation marks, because we've never seen it. We've never experienced it. We don't have any idea of what it would be like, because no one who is on the planet now has ever experienced peace, because you cannot have peace, according to what? Compensatory logic, in a world that's dominated by racists, racist man and racist woman, in the form of what we call white supremacists. And they dominate the affairs in all nine areas of activity of the people of color of the entire planet. So it's impossible to have peace anywhere, at any time, on the planet, anywhere, with that type of arrangement. You have to have a system of justice and correctness. Justice meaning guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. And then correctness means you have the correct balance between all the things around you, the chemicals that you use. You use them in such a way that you always get a constructive result.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use chemicals in a way that gets a non-constructive result. Many of the so-called drugs that they put out that are supposed to be helpful, but they pretend to be helpful in some things, and they tear down in other things, which means the sum total of that is a tearing down. That's non-constructive. So that's what this book is about. Heading ultimately toward being a people, populating this planet called Earth, this wonderful planet that was given to all of us. All right? And we are supposed to be in the process of handling it and interacting with each other in the most constructive way that we possibly can do. 24/7, all the time, in every area of activity. The textbook for victims of white supremacy is designed with that in mind, to have that achieved ultimately.
Okay.
And how an individual person, hopefully, can bring it about. Just some suggestions, suggestion after suggestion after suggestion. What to do, what to say.
Okay.
What to not do, what to not say. Go to producejustice.com.
Okay. And I think this might be the last Gmail today. Mr. Bobby, can you please ask Mr. Fuller, how do you teach yourself how to apply the compensatory counter-racist code in a relaxed manner? Mr. Fuller, I have heard your lectures on learning how to take rest and be calm when you use the codes in any area of people activity. Thank you for taking my question.
You do it by making up your mind that that's what you're going to do. Well, I mean, what does doing not being calm, what does that do? Just ask yourself that. If you're not a person who's calm, why is it you're not calm? You're just reading a book. You said while you're reading the book. You can be calm reading a book. You should be. Whatever calm means, you're just reading a book. The book is there. The book is even there when you're not reading it.
Yeah, that's true.
So what? You know, it doesn't call for drama. You don't run around up and down the stairs screaming while you're trying to read a book, I guess. And if you do that, why are you doing it? Just run around in a circle screaming to the top of your voice. Well, what are you doing that for? Is that producing a constructive result? Always look at what you're doing and ask yourself if you're doing it. This thing that I'm doing, is it producing a constructive result? How do you read a book and read it calmly? You read a book and read it calmly by reading a book and reading it calmly in answer to the question. That's it. Calmly reading a book. That's the prescription.
Calmly doing everything, maybe?
If you can. I mean, now, ask yourself, if you're doing it in a matter that is not calm, then you look at yourself and say, why is it that I am not calm?
Yes, that would be correct, yes.
That's the correct question.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that I am not calm? I was calm before I was born. Very calm, because I wasn't born.
So you want to be universally balanced in whatever it is that you're...
Yes, and after you're dead, when you're asleep, you might be calm, I hope.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're screaming and yelling in your sleep, then you're not getting much sleep.
No. Wow. So that's what we have to strive for in this compensatory action, whatever we do, is to stay focused, be logical, and to stay balanced in whatever approach that we are going, constructive approach that we are going to do.
Yes, and when a person, what calms most people is an understanding of their environment. That's what makes a person calm. Like if you're in a fire and you know how to handle fire, you're calmer than the person who's never seen fire before.
That would be true. Well, I hear the music, Mr. Fuller, so you know what that means. Another outstanding program. Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Thank you, callers and listeners. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Mr. Fuller.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why? one should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.